the justice system of America. I'd like to begin with the issues of genocide and McCarthyism. Never forget about McCarthyism.
That's right.
Never. From the marble-laden mansions of high society to the spit-shine polish, pleather seat encrust, happy, naked baby laughing from the tickle of drool, painting from the irritation of teething, teasing older siblings who swear that they have it good but gutter in the eyes of Major America, Project Studies of America, Experiments of America, Experience of America. Race riots of penal arbitrators in 5 to 10 for a pair of stolen gators. One of the baddest cats on the scene, Jack. Bad because he figures he ain't down to take crap from no niggas. Had 5, 10 bras in which to get some lovin', but the shoe store owner's a friend of the DA's cousin. Minor white social mediocrities are black and Hispanic defendants' major hypocrisies, almost as if they were designed for such.
Socialism.
The glorified black man is the one who kills his brothers, but dared to take action against the ones who killed his mothers. Spirit, tradition, tragic, as she walks this earth trying to figure how the seed of whom she bore grew to harm his neighbor, or the man she prayed he'd be came to be declared indigent. Moralist, more or less highly probable candidate for
the American justice system.
Did she have bad thoughts, dreams, or nightmares during her pregnancy and pass it on to him? Who knows? No, really, who knows besides her and God? In Africa, they kill lions as an affirmation of manhood. In America, we enter the justice system, a sort of white security insurance program with free clauses for private corporate labor investors, just in case us niggas go bad. Across the middle passage, a bridge of blood ebbs forever along the ocean bottom, through misery-laden bones scattered from Africa to America. This has become our rite of passage, dying for the sins of white guilt, dying for the shameful rape and murder of millions of innocent black women and children, dying as they watch the pride and self-esteem dissipate and cower from the eyes of their black fathers. White men are still raised to this day to look for the bitch in the eyes of the black man. Black man,
no, that's right.
You see, I'm what's known as being a real nigga. The blood and spirits of my ancestors thrive within my being. And with that being said, I see the bitch in you, white man. Yet still, there is something to whiteness that man to man I understand, or I kind of understand. It's the thought that after all the shit we've been put through, you'd think that we'd hate you motherfuckers. Well, we do. But we love you too. Not the give us pearls like young girls in an attempt to make up for your crimes against humanity and present us before the eyes of the world to watch our defense of you like a battered wife. No, more like a battered whore protecting the pimp she loves and die for type of love. But more like the kind of love expressed by the fathers and mothers of civilization, as now confirmed by world-renowned scientists and archaeologists, years after the Browder's files were filed. More like the kind of love expressed towards Jews after German concentration camps, who, by the way, are still being compensated, as if such a thing could suffice, with legislated, constitutionally protected image amendments, making anti-Semitic actions punishable by law, thereby staving off hindrances that otherwise would have painted the media and entertainment industries a very different shade of white from what we see today.
Liberalism.
More like the kind of love that released Japanese Americans from internment camps and kept them from becoming part of the white security insurance program mentioned earlier, and gave them financial atonements for their pain and sufferings after the attacks on Pearl Harbor. And we wonder how so many carryout joints got grants to serve us tasty pieces of 5-piece chicken wings with mumbo sauce and fried rice and gravy throughout every hood in America. More like the kind of love that drove this fascist government through a native's land and pilfered and plundered like a tsunami wave and savage sea of smallpox and backstabs, treating many to attend their last supper, not knowing that almost their entire race would suffer, so that a remaining few could congregate on reservations, drinking away sorrows to very lost generation, commemorated with gigantic cryptic memorials called casinos that, get this, take Visa, MasterCard, and American Express. Choo-choo. More like the kind of love that acknowledges wrong done upon human beings do the same inalienable rights do all human beings. More like the kind of love that bridges gaps and reaches stars and blurs color lines and boundaries with clothes dipped in joy-soaked tears of atonement and begins a process that heals the wounds of the world and fuses at the hip those to lead by example and those to follow.
Capitalism.
A job of the psychiatrist, doctor, engineer, teacher, even president, as oxymoronic as that one seems lately, is to fix that which has been broken. To fix that which must be repaired. 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 Put together. Repaired. Back together. Repaired. Come together. Repair. Half and half. Repair, two of the same. Repaired, a pair, repair, repair, reparations.
Reparations, reparations, reparations. Stop the genocide. Can you dig that? Peace and love, y'all.